Good morning, a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Goodwin, city editor for the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Let's start with a story by Bethany Bump in your paper today about nursing home residents killed by the coronavirus.
Yeah, these are some sobering numbers for sure. And a judge's demand that the state health department release data about coronavirus deaths is giving us a fuller picture of its impact on residents in long-term care facilities. There were nearly 200 more coronavirus deaths connected to the Capital Region's long-term care facilities than were previously known in the 8-county Capital Region. The data revealed that as of Sunday, a total of 524 long-term care residents had died due to confirmed or presumed COVID-19 cases. Among those deaths, 331 occurred inside the facilities where the residents fell ill, and 193, more than a third, occurred outside the facility, such as in a nursing home. Nursing home residents account for about 450 deaths in the region overall, more than half. Assisted living facility residents account for 51 deaths, and other adult care residents account for another 23 deaths. Of course, the Cuomo administration kept many of those numbers secret for months. But the data started to trickle out after the state attorney general's office accused the governor's office of underreporting deaths at nursing homes. In this latest round, the data was released after a judge ordered the administration to comply with a Freedom of Information Law request filed by the Empire Center, the fiscally conservative think tank based in Albany. The addition of out-of-facility death reveals a 58% jump in coronavirus deaths connected to the region's long-term care facilities. The new data also reveals that more than half of the region's known deaths from COVID-19 originated in such places. As of Sunday, 955 residents of the 8-county area were known to have died from the virus.
Sobering numbers indeed. From there, let's talk about the, if you haven't noticed, recent surge in gas prices.
10 months ago, oil prices were plummeting. The pandemic was taking hold. Lockdowns and travel bans were kicking in around the world. But signs of recovery are starting to surface. New vaccines are available. And in places like China and India, the economy's coming back. Oil producers are loosening the kink in the spigot, says Patrick DeHaan, who's the head petroleum analyst at Gas Buddy. That's not happened quickly enough to keep up with rising demand, though. The result? Higher prices, at least until supply and demand get back in balance. DeHaan tells Eric Anderson at the Times Union that drivers will notice higher prices until OPEC raises oil production in the months ahead.
He is Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Albany Times Union. You can read more at timesunion.com. Mike, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Dave.